Downsizing the Family Home. What to Save, What to Let Go. Author, Marnie Jameson. The family home is loaded in every sense. It's loaded not only with belonging, but also with memories. As the family museum, the old homestead is filled with relics that represent a lifetime of stored treasures. Sorting through it all is emotionally, mentally, and physically overwhelming. But if it's done right, it can be tremendously rewarding. Endowment. Why we get so attached to things. The concept of endowment is a term psychologists use to describe our relationships with our things. The minute we acquire any item, whether we buy it or find it, whether it's gifted or inherited, it will never again be neutral. It's endowed with all that came with it. The store or town where you bought it, the occasion, the person who gave it to you. The item can conjure good or bad feelings, mild or intense, but it will never be neutral. Knowing and understanding that everything has a story can actually help you detach yourself from that item. It's not the stuff we have to deal with, it's the stories behind the stuff. To help yourself let go, tell yourself that the important attachment is not to any object, but to the person the object represents. Whether you keep the object or let it go doesn't change your connection to a loved one. How much is it worth? The meaning of value and the fine art of appraising antiques. A thing is worth what it can do for you, not what you choose to pay for it. Worth is a term that Gary Sullivan would like to see struck from our vocabulary. Here's what Gary says we need to understand when trying to sell used goods. 1. It's just stuff. 2. Age does not confer value. 3. Worth is a worthless term. The value a person states than what the item would ever sell for. That's especially true of collectibles. 4. Don't sell wholesale. 5. Condition matters. 6. Don't touch it. If you alter some aspect of your item, such as its finish, you run the risk of greatly diminishing its value. Leave it alone. 7. Family history is usually wrong. 8. Know your goal. For art's sake. Perhaps no other category of household goods is as difficult to put a price on as art. Whether it is a painting on a wall, a sculpture, or a handmade quilt, some art can sell for head-scratching high prices. The internet is your best friend. Isolate the name of the artist who created the piece you want to sell and do a search. Here's what to look for. Representation. First, you want to know who the artist is in the art world, and if any galleries represent him or her. Museums and awards. Try to find out if the artist's work is in any museums and whether the artist has won any prestigious awards. Limited edition. If a painting is so popular that a market exists for limited edition prints of it, the original is probably valuable. How original? There are degrees of originality. Size matters. When sizing up the painting, consider its size. Find the papers. It also helps your cause immensely if you have a certificate of authenticity. The treasure hunt. Tackling the pile of postponement. Save? Donate? I didn't know. Throughout the clearing process, the words of declutter king Peter Walsh was my mantra. When everything is important, nothing is important. Peter is right, of course. As much as you might want to keep everything that touched you, if you kept everything that meant something, it would mean nothing. And you really would have too much stuff. When you begin to separate the memory from the material, you begin to let go. Go on a treasure hunt. Imagine, Peter suggested, that your parents have deliberately left you 5 treasures. Your job is to find the items that have the strongest, happiest memories for you. Go through not in sadness, but in loving memory. So look with joy for the few, best items to keep. Let the rest go. Into the pile I went, keeping these edicts in mind. 1. Need, use, love. Remember these words. Together they constitute the acid test. Do you need it to live your life right now? Would you use it? Do you love how it looks? If you answer yes to any of those questions, it may be a keeper. 2. Add your own filtering questions. 3. Choose meaning over value. 4. Choose small over large. 5. Get your story straight. Ask what the story is that you attach to the item. 6. Remember the present. 7. Check your sentiment. How you love someone lives in your heart, not in an inanimate object. What's a household's worth? Putting a price? On the price list. Some things in life you just can't put a price on, and then you have to. When selling is both unthinkable and necessary, outside experts can be a godsend. Things are worth what people will pay, The buying market will determine the value, not the seller. Moving on. How to know when it's time. A home's job is to support those who live there, not enslave them. When where you live weighs you down like a boulder, it's time to roll that stone. You have to take some action and trust the parachute will open. There's got to be some faith in the leap. Breaking up with stuff is hard to do. Everyone has these mystery boxes they move from one house to another and have no idea what's inside. If you really want to know, it's emotional laziness. Each box has stuff that makes you feel bad, sad, old, or wistful, and no one's got time for that. So you say to yourself, no thank you, I'll just keep the lid on that. Then instead of going around that feeling or putting it in a box and moving it to deal with it later, deal with it, or it gets worse. Meanwhile, just roll with the waves of emotions as you sort. Then tell yourself, I am uncomfortable and don't want to do this. That's normal, but this needs to be done, and I can handle it. Here's how. Face the feelings. Don't fret. Build your sorting muscle. Make it a way of life. Hang on to good stories. Tips to a smooth move. 1. Create a vision. Picture what a great downsize looks like. 2. Attitude and timing makes a difference. Moves to downsize are much easier when people choose to move rather than when the move chooses them. 3. You are not your kid's attic. 4. Give deadlines. Tell family members the date you plan to have the house cleared out and to let you know, by then, what they would like, or otherwise, hold their peace. 5. Don't do it alone. 6. Consider an objective outsider help you for a variety of reasons. 7. It gets easier to start in the shed. 8. Do the math. If you are moving to a smaller place, say from 3,000 square feet to 1,500, figure you'll need to cut your stuff by half or more. 9. Use hands-on space planning tools. 10. Colored stickers are your best friend. Use them to label your items. 11. Give choices. 12. Manage expectations. 13. Know what you love and take it with you. 14. Put the same things the same way. 15. Ask the kids. 16. Allow time. Getting to closing. From offer accepted to deal done. To get from offer accepted to escrow closed, here are the hurdles sellers must clear, a sampling of what can go wrong, and ways to minimize risk. Loan approval. Buyer financing problems are the number one reason houses don't close and are behind half of all failed escrows. That's pretty standard. To make sure, get bank statements, credit reports, and income verification up front. Appraisal. If the house appraisal comes in lower than the selling price, the buyer has to pay more, or the seller has to lower the price, or the deal is dead. Home inspection. Deals rarely fall apart over a home's physical condition. Have the house in good repair before you list it. Title clearance. Title issues rarely end deals, but can hold them up. Look at your home's title for problems before you list the house. Contingencies. Many buyers make offers that are contingent on another transaction, such as their house closing escrow. If you have a buyer in escrow on his house, take a hard look at how solid that deal is. The last word, some housekeeping. We are not our stuff. Our loved ones are not their stuff. You know that, you say. However, we all believe to some extent that stuff defines us and those we love. So keep what you love and what nurtures you. Hold your memories along with a few treasures from those who loved you and whom you loved. Leave a few treasures for those who you love to remember you by, but do so judiciously. Beyond that, live well, love deeply, and hold on to a heart full, not a house full, of memories. That will be plenty. I promise.